Welcome to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your host, motivational speaker Greg Dwyer. Be sure to check out Greg at www.gregdwyer.com. That's www.gregdwyer.com. Now on to our show. Take it away, Greg.
Hey, it's November 19th, 2023. We're a couple days from Thanksgiving. If you are in the Northeast or you're in the United States, I should say, you're probably thinking about the holidays. We're all thinking about the holidays as the year is coming to a close. So if you're listening to a broadcast, it is the 19th of November, 2023. This is exciting because I have not been live in about a month or so. We've been doing a lot of replays and having interviews with folks. I spent the month of October doing Halloween shows, and the topic for today is sell what they want to buy. And the reason I thought about this is because one person on Facebook reached out to me a few weeks ago and said, how in the world were you able to do that? I was talking to somebody maybe 3 days ago that said, your schedule for the month of October is my summer, June, July, and August, as far as my booking schedule. So I want to share with you exactly what I did without an upsell. There's nothing here I'm going to sell you. There's no PDF for you to download. I don't have a course. I'm just going to share with you information that I actually used and worked through myself. It took me a couple years to figure it out. I'm not saying you're going to take this as a plan and implement it right away. You might take pieces of it, like a cafeteria style, this and that. But I just want to pull back the curtain and show you exactly what I did to be able to make probably the biggest month salary doing shows, plus being very active in the month of October. So sell what they want to buy is the title of today's podcast. Now, here's the first mistake that most people make, and I've been around this for at least a decade as far as public speaking and just talking to people and having coaches. What I'm about to share with you is probably the most important thing if you're taking notes, and I'm not the only one who said this. I've had people say this to myself, and I've experienced it to be true. Try it on as a belief and see if I'm right. What most people do, like 90% of the population, whether they're writing a book, putting together a podcast, putting together a coaching program, putting together a speech, whatever it is, all right, a magic show, let's say, most people can't get out of their way. Most people are thinking, what do I want to do? Like if you're sitting down and you're putting together a magic show, and a lot of my friends are magicians and entertainers, it's like, what do I want to do? Like what's the stuff that I really love and think is really fooling? And, you know, what's the stuff that I spent a lot of money on and fooled me? And I'm going to do that, right? Or a person that sits down and says, I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to write a book about my life. Well, okay, I get it. Maybe your family is going to want to read that book after you're gone, but it's not something that the masses want. You know, I had this friend of mine years ago tell me, if you market to the classes, you're going to live with the masses. In other words, if you come up with a product that you can only sell two of them, you're going to live in the poorhouse. But if you can find something that you can market to the masses, right, you're going to live with the classes. I'll never forget Jerry Clark telling me that like 20 years ago. And of course, it really didn't sink in 100%. But the biggest fault that I see with myself with this regard and with other people is they're so myopic. Another way of saying that is they're staring at their belly button. You know, it's like, what am I going to do? And then they stare at their belly button, and their ideas come from their belly button. It's like, this is what I love, and this is what I'm going to bring to the world. Okay, it may work, but it may not work, all right? You have to find something that people want to buy. That's the title of today's podcast. Now, I have this lecture called The Magic of Focus. I've been working on this for 7 years. 7 years, right? Target market, working on the speech. I have coaches, working on a sizzle reel right now. The whole focus is to talk to business owners that recognize they're losing money and they're losing time because people are not focused at work, and I have the solution, right? So that's target marketing. When it comes to the product that you have, whatever it is, you have to match it with the person that needs it, not the person that you think needs it. Like if you have to get on the phone with somebody and convince person, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, you need tires for your car, you're going to starve. You got to have something that when people hear it, they're like, I'm in, I need this, right? Okay, so here's my example. I needed a place to test out my material, and one of the safest places I found were libraries for the last couple of years because I was working out my speech. I was working in a general audience. It wasn't my target audience, but what I was doing is working out things that I needed to work out. You know, just like Jerry Seinfeld will go to a comedy club to work things out. There's no way you can just sit down and write something and produce it and go out there and say it's perfect. You need audience reaction. You need to figure out what's going to work and what's not going to work, right? So when it comes to focus or it comes to meditation or it comes to laser focus or reflection and all that sort of talk, libraries don't care about that. I mean, maybe they care about it. Maybe they care about goal setting at the beginning of the year. But for the most part, what I found is that I needed to spend a lot of time, you know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, calling somebody back over and over again to get them to see what I was seeing, right? Now, I was only doing it because I was testing material. But they're not my target market. Here's a case in point. Last summer, or I should say this summer, right? So we're talking July 5th of this year, 2023. I got this crazy idea of putting together a show called the Halloween Mind Reading Tour, right? Now, I got to tell you, I've never done this before. I used to go, in fact, I still do, up to Massachusetts. There's a gentleman up there that every year he does a Halloween show. And I like it. It's fun. I like to get away. It's kind of like a retreat for me. But I never thought to myself, I'm going to put together a mind reading Halloween show. Never occurred to me at all. So this summer, July 5th, I said, you know what? I'm going to put together a mind reading show. And it's going to be around the topic of Halloween, right? So I kid you not, from July 5th to August 5th, which is like 4 weeks, I just simply got on the phone and I just called libraries. And I said, listen, what are you doing for the fall? I know it's July, but what do you got anything planned for like October? And they go, what do you got? And I said, well, you know, it's the Halloween season. I have this spooky mind reading show for adults. It's very unique. You're going to love it. I'm telling you, folks, that was it. I sold 22 shows in 4 weeks. 22 shows in 4 weeks. I had I didn't have Saturdays off. I had Sundays off. Every Sunday I had off. Some Sundays I had off. And I know the 20th of October I had off. I almost tried to book it, but it was crazy. It was a crazy tour because one day I'd be in Massachusetts, Boston. The next day I'd be in Connecticut. The next day I'd be in Long Island. The next day Long Island, then back up to Massachusetts and Connecticut. I wore myself thin for 4 weeks. I loved it. But what I learned is you got to give them what they want. Okay, so driving down the road, somebody's got a flat tire and you got a wrench and you can help them. You're giving them what they want, right? Someone needs oxygen and you have it, you know. It's really understanding that all marketing is service, but it's not about you and it's not about me. So what do libraries want? Well, I'm not delusional to think that they want another Halloween show or a mind reading show. What they want is people in their chairs. They want traction. They want people to come into the building. So all of a sudden this light goes on over my head and I said, why don't I just sell them what they need? I said, listen, I think I can bring people into your library. I think I could bring 40 or 50 people into your library. Why? Everybody's thinking about Halloween in the month of October. I have a special spooky mind reading show. You've never seen anything like it. You're going to absolutely love it. Okay? So I'm beating this dead horse. But what I have discovered is that most people, like 90% of marketers out there, whether they're writing a book, putting together a speech, putting together a show, or whatever it is, they're thinking about themselves. What do I want? It's not about what you want. Sell them what they want. And you have to think this through. Maybe you get some feedback from other people. If you can figure out what the market wants and needs, and you can fill that need, forget about it. I mean, game over. it's a home run. So for me, for the month of October, home run. Wait till you see what I do in 2024. And I mean that. Okay. Most people don't do this. Don't be most people. That's my first thought, right? Don't be most people. Number two, I got a mentor. I reached out to a friend of mine. I got into a class with him. I'm certainly not selling you a class. It's not about that. But I found somebody that was doing this full-time mind reading. Full-time, professional. One day he's working for Disney. The next day he's in Vegas working on a stage in Vegas, right? This is a guy who's actually doing what he says he does, not somebody that's sitting there reading a book about it. And I joined his class for like $300 for like 4, 5, 6 weeks, something like that. And we talked about character development. We talked about how to stage a show, how to put things together. Wonderful, right? Why do I need a mentor? I've been around magic and mentalism since the 70s because I don't know what I don't know. And so when you hire somebody to help you, they're able to, you know, make things go faster for you. They're able to tell you things, right, that would have taken you 5 or 10 years to figure out. Now, I will tell you this. Most people don't want to listen. I have had people that I've coached, and I've had people that I've developed websites for. I've worked with them in business, and I'm like, this person's not coachable. This person doesn't want to listen to my advice. And I just say, okay, that's fine. I am hungry to learn from experts. So I would say, do what I did. Number one, find out what people want. Find a mentor that's already doing it. If, you know, someone wrote a book, and I have friends that have written books and I haven't yet, you're like, hey, I'd love to be your friend. Teach me how you did this. Give me some advice. I have my Susan Wheeler friend of mine that lives here in Connecticut. I have another friend, James that wrote many books. I have two Jameses in my life. I won't mention their last names. But, you know, I sit down with them like, hey, how'd you do it? Did you self-publish? Yeah. Get a mentor. Now, the next step is really simple. Once you figure out what people want to buy and you get a mentor who's doing it, you get a list of target people. In other words, if you're selling water to people that are thirsty, where do people gather who are thirsty? So you have to determine, you know, who are these people? Well, for me, in the month of October, I was calling every single library in the state of Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York. End of story. 1,300 leads. You got to get a list. And, you know, David Newman talks about this. You can't boil the ocean. You can't say, oh, I have a great product and everybody wants it. No. First of all, not everybody wants it. You have to find the people that want what you have, and you have to determine who those people are, and you have to get a list. Either scrape a list from the websites, or you start small and you go on Facebook, or whatever you have to do to get a list. You can't build a business and sell to people who want to buy unless you have a list. You have to have a list of people. And my advice, have more leads than you can ever follow up on. Like when I started in October, 4 weeks, I had 13, excuse me, let me take a glass of water here. Hold up. I had 1,300 names and addresses and emails, 1,300. There was no way I was going to get through those 1,300 names and emails and telephone numbers in 4 weeks. Some people didn't return my call. Some people blew me off. Some people, you know, I had to leave a message. Here's the deal. I didn't care because all I had to do was sell 22 people. That's it. Out of 1,300, I had to sell 20 people. I don't care about the other ones. They're going to want to buy it next year for a bigger price because now I got video testimonial and I got reviews. They're going to pay double next year. That's what's going to happen. All right. So number one, don't do what most people do. They sell what they want. Oh, God, don't make that mistake. Number two, find a mentor. Number three, get a list of customers. Go out there and start scraping and putting it together with your blood and your sweat. Now, you know what I used to do? An hour every single day. Used to set the timer, and I'd scrape the internet for leads. An hour. It's okay. From 6 to 7, don't bother me. I'm scraping the internet for some leads. Real estate, libraries, whatever it is. Don't bother me. I'm setting the timer. I'm going to scrape some leads. Let's scrape some leads. Get the leads. Get the target. Get the people. Okay. Now, the next one is pretty simple. Very simple. Most people won't do it. And that's the reason I'm willing to tell you this, because most people that are listening to me aren't going to do this. You have to have consistent outreach. I listened to one guy. He was a sales trainer for speakers. He says, I'm going to tell you what the secret is. You ready? 2 hours a day sitting in the chair. That's it. Oh, wait a minute. You're not going to sell me a course? You're not going to upsell me to some kind of coaching program? Nope. 2 hours in the chair. That's it. Maybe it's 10 to 11. Take a break, go to lunch, and then it's 1 to 2. You got to sit your butt in the chair and make outbound phone calls. Now, if I told this to 100 people, maybe 5 people would attempt to do it. Maybe. And maybe one would do it. So the odds are you won't do it. But I'm telling you, that's the secret. So here's what I did. I just simply picked up the phone. I just simply picked up the phone. Now, if you have fear around this, I just came across a book the other day where they talked about counting down. It's really simple. You sit in front of your computer and you go, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, pick up the phone. That's it. When you get to 1, you need to pick up the phone. It's really simple. It's not that difficult. I don't know why we have all of these stories in our head about what people are going to say to us, like they're going to reach through the phone. Maybe they're going to bully us like we were in high school and all these different things, narratives that run through our head. But the worst thing that's going to happen is they're going to say no. Who cares? 1,300 leads, all I needed was 20 or 25 people to say yes. That's it. The odds were in my favor. All right, so just to go over this again, and I feel like I'm beating a dead horse, you just have to do outreach consistently. You have to pick out your calendar. You have to shut the door. You have to shut off your, you know, distractions, and you need to sit there for maybe a half an hour, maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours, whatever you're going to do, you have to do it consistently. So Monday through Friday, this is what I did. An hour in the morning, an hour in the afternoon, consistent outreach. I left messages. I talked to people. I got emails. I sent emails. I just simply played the game. In some cases, I closed the show right on the spot. Remember one day, I was talking to this guy from Massachusetts. He's like, yeah, sure, let's schedule it. Picked the date, agreed on the price, sent over the contract, and was done. And then in other cases, I'd say, look, my October is filling up. If you really want to do this, you better tell me now. And that's the secret of consistent, I call it maybe massive action, but all it is telling to people what they want to buy. Hey, you need to have some people come to your library this year? More foot traffic? I got the perfect thing for you. It's Halloween. Everybody's thinking about Halloween. And I have a spooky mind reading show. Very unique. The next thing I would say is don't be afraid. Just don't be afraid of the process. It's simply a process that you go through. At the beginning, you're not going to be that great at it. And I think this is what stops most people. But listen, I'm looking at the time. Let's do this. I'll be back in 30 seconds.
You've been listening to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show, brought to you by motivational speaker Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. Do you wish you could sharpen your focus on what matters most to you and achieve more? Then you owe it to yourself to read Greg's ebook at gregdwyerebook.com. That's www.gregdwyerebook.com. Download it today and give it away. As always, we want to thank you for listening to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with motivational speaker Greg Dwyer. Now back to our show. Take it away, Greg.
All right, we're back. I'm talking about selling what they want to buy. Most people don't do it. Most people sell what they want to buy, right? Or they want to sell what they want to sell. You sell to the masses, you're going to live with the classes, you know? But if you sell to the classes, come up with something unique that nobody wants or has to be explained to them, you are going to live in the poorhouse. You're going to live with the masses. So you got to find something that everybody likes. I hate to say this, but I heard somebody say it the other day. They were talking about stocks and investments. They're like, people love cigarettes. I'm like, nah, I'm not a fan of cigarettes, right? But they're like, no, you don't get it. People love cigarettes. They get addicted. We love to sell that stuff. Now, I'm not saying that you need to cross those barriers. I'm just using it as an example, right? There's a lot of people that will buy it, right? We know this. I'm not saying you invest in it. I'm not saying you buy it, or I hate to say alcohol, but this is just an example. You're selling something that people want. Now, I'm not saying it's good. Well, let's make it easier. Fast food, right? We know fast food. We know cigarettes. We know Alcohol, you know, we know this stuff is not good for us. You know, you shouldn't be eating Happy Meals, and I'm not a doctor, but you shouldn't be eating Happy Meals every day. But you know the masses love it, right? The masses love this stuff. So if you're going to sell, you know, the great steak that costs $50, you're going to probably starve. But if you can come up with a dollar menu or some cigarettes that's addictive or alcohol, this is what I'm talking about, selling what people want to buy. Not that I condone it. Please understand, I'm not saying you should get out there and start selling drugs on the side of the street. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you figure out what in the world the people really want. And hopefully it's good for them, right? Hopefully it's good for them. And then you sell it to them. And I definitely believe there's an ethical area here. I think it has to be a win-win situation. I don't think you should be doing it. But I'm using it as an example. Most people get myopic. Most people don't do it. Find yourself a mentor. Get a list of customers and do outreach every single day, Monday through Friday or the weekend or a couple hours here or there as you can do it, right? All right. So as I was saying before the break, don't be afraid. I know that's easier to say than do. I remember the first time I was doing outreach. Boy, this is 30 years ago. I was terrified. I was absolutely terrified. But it's like anything else. The more you do it, the better you will be. You know, the more you say, okay, I'm going to talk to one person today, or I'm going to talk to five people today, or I'm going to do this for a half an hour. The more it becomes a habit and the more you work through your resistance. Just the other day, I'm not going to mention names, but just the other day, I was having breakfast with a friend of mine, and I said, you want to know what the secret is? And he goes, yeah. He goes, what is it? I said, here's what the secret is. You just have to consistently make the phone calls, you know? And it's like, okay, well, you know, isn't there anything more I can do? No, no. And I think most people, they resist the process. They say, I think there's a better way of doing this. Maybe I'll just do a Facebook ad and I'll wait by the phone and see if it rings. Well, you can try it, but I will tell you that everything I'm sharing with you right now is out of my playbook, how I booked 22 bookings for the month of October. I gave them what they wanted, right? I got a mentor. I got a list of customers. I did outreach every day, and I wasn't afraid. I mean, what's the worst that they could say? No, we don't want a Halloween show for October? I don't think so. Okay, so find something that people want, and of course, you know, don't be selling drugs or alcohol, but, you know, find something that is going to benefit them and at the same time is going to benefit you. Okay, now here's the real kicker. Are you ready for this? I sold this before I had this. Let me say that again. I sold it before I had it. So in July of this year, on the 5th, I started selling this. I didn't have a show. The show did not exist. And I have to tell you, I never did anything like this in my life. Never. So I was a magician back in the 70s. I put together a magic show, a dove act, and I had some illusions towards the latter part of my life. But I got out of it. I grew out of it in the 80s, and I walked away from it. I never did a mind reading show in my life. Never. Never. Ever. But I sold it. My first one was October 3rd. My last one was the 30th. I had two on the 30th, right? There's nothing like selling something and then having to figure out how you're going to do it, right? What do most people do? Well, got to get together the best website available. You know, I got to get together all the information. Got to make sure that everything's perfect here. I got to check with my team. I got to XYZ. Got to cross my T's and dot my I's. And, you know, as soon as I XY, you know, then I'm okay. I've done it. You've done it. We've all done it. Here's my advice: find out what people want and sell it to them before you have it. That's it. Sell it to them, you have it. Now, I'm working on the magic of focus, and I have a course that I'm putting together. No, I'm not selling this to you, but I have this course, the 12-week course. It's all done. It's in the can, so to speak, but I haven't put the mechanics of it together. I haven't put the emails together or the autoresponders yet, right? I haven't done it. But I will tell you, mark my words, come January, or maybe even before if I get some time in December, I'm going to sell this before it's ready, right? So once I get my first customer that says, yeah, sure, why not? You know, we're going to give everybody this course. It's 12 weeks. Then I'm going to hustle to put together the autoresponders and put together the technical, or I'm going to hire somebody to do it for me. But here's the biggest thing that gets in the way of people. Well, it's not perfect yet. I don't have it together yet. Oh, I couldn't sell it yet. I mean, no. Listen, this is all garbage. This is crazy stuff. Now, I don't want to mention names, but somebody reached out to me a couple months ago, and hopefully this person is not listening. And they said, listen, I'm really impressed. Like, I'm really impressed. How in the world did you book like 22 shows in the month of October? And this guy's a magician. I said, listen, you want to hop on a call? I'll tell you. And he expected me to upsell him, or he expected me to do something. I said, listen, I'd be glad to tell you what I did, right? And I told him, I says, first of all, I've never done this before, but I really learned a big lesson. You got to sell what people want. You got to have a mentor. You got to have a list of customers. You got to do outreach every single day. You can't be afraid of the process. The process is your salvation, right? The process is what's going to help you. And then you got to sell it before you're ready. And I told this guy, he says, I didn't even have a show. I sold the show. I was done by August, September, and then went through another class. This is another thing I didn't tell you. I took another class from the same mentor on how to put together a show based on character, based on belief structures. And the gentleman said that I was working with, he said, don't go upstairs and pull out all your equipment and put together props and a show. That's ridiculous. You got millions of things. That's not a way to start. You need to figure out who you are. Who are you? Who's your character? What do you want to communicate? How do you want to communicate? What belief structures do you have? And I was like, wow, like this is like an acting class. So we dug deep, you know, and all of a sudden I got this idea. I love Halloween. I love Halloween, but it all depends on what you mean by Halloween. Some people love it. Some people hate it. It all depends on what you mean by Halloween. And I thought, my God, that's a great introduction. And that's how I ended the lecture or the show. And then I talked about divination, ritual, and connection. My whole show was based on that introduction, that close, and 3 points, and I built the whole show around that. So here's the moral of the story. I shared all of this information with this magician. I said, this is exactly what you need to do. I'm not here to sell you. Don't give me your credit card, but this is exactly what I did. I sold what people wanted, which most people don't do. I found a mentor that helped me. I got a list of target customers. I reached out to them constantly. I wasn't afraid, and I sold before I had what I said I was going to sell them and present it to them. And a couple days later, a couple weeks later, this guy said, yeah, I don't know. That's just about too much work. Yeah, it's just about too much work. So here's the moral of the story. That's right. It is a lot of work for most people. My message is if you want to live with the classes, just don't do what the masses do, which is pretty much nothing, you know. I'm not criticizing this person, but information alone is never, ever enough. You have to take action on what you know, and most people don't, folks. Most people sit back. They're waiting for someone else to save them, or they don't want to take responsibility, or they just simply can't stay focused long enough. So I don't mean to be judgmental, but I've given you everything that I did so that I could make my October very prosperous for me, also fun for me, and also have given me some great ideas for next year. So let me just give you a fast commercial. I have a new product, all right, and it's called DiamondMindTalent.com. What I'm doing in the next year, which is 2024, is I'm going to be selling people what they want, which is entertainment, magicians, jugglers, storytellers, authors, motivational speakers, and that's at DiamondMindTalent.com. Why is it going to sell? Because people want to buy it. Talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show, brought to you by motivational speaker Greg Dwyer on BuildingFortunesRadio.com. Check out Greg at GregDwyer.com. Be sure to download his ebook at GregDwyerEbook.com to stay focused on what matters most to you. That's www.GregDwyerEbook.com. We want to thank you for listening. Now go make a difference in your world.